How are you?
Yes.
Okay, we can hear you now. I know you heard that conversation, and I asked you to take a look at this article. I want to get your take on this.
Well, Tony, when both the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the ACLU oppose a bill because it is a real threat to free speech and the right to association, that should tell your listeners a lot about the content of the bill. Both unions and business organizations exist to do on behalf of their members what individual workers or individual companies can't do on their own. And the U.S. Chamber and the Michigan Chamber comply with the current laws regulating elections and campaign finance. We believe they are adequate. This legislation ought to be called the Discourage Act rather than the Disclose Act, because the intent is to discourage business participation in the political process. The bill would require business organizations to disclose individual contributors when unions would not be required to disclose individual contributors. The threat of retaliation and harassment is real. The business community experienced that most recently in Wisconsin with the recall effort. And so we are prepared to participate in the rough and tumble of the legislative and the political process, but the rules need to be fair, and they need to apply across the board, not just imposing additional requirements on the business community that are intended to chill free speech and to damage the right to association, which is one of our most fundamental civil rights.
Richard, shouldn't everyone disclose?
We disclose everything that's required under state and federal law. Unions would scream bloody murder if this bill required the NEA and the MEA to disclose individual contributions from teachers. They would be opposed. Those organizations disclose the contributions that they make on behalf of their members. I think that's very appropriate when you're talking about contributions to individual candidates. It is not necessary when you're talking about voter education, issue advocacy, or independent expenditures. Whenever we do those things, the Michigan Chamber is clearly identified as the sponsor. People know who we are. Everything we do is paid for by our members. I think when you hear from some mysterious out-of-state group that you've never heard of before, you should take that into consideration when you evaluate their information. But whether it's the Michigan AFL-CIO or the Michigan Chamber, both organizations are well known to Michigan voters, and they can evaluate the information accordingly. I think no further individual disclosure is required.
All right. Richard, before you go, I'd love to get your take on the Dow Jones Industrial fell more than 250 points. Commodity prices have slumped. Manufacturing in China fell this month. Manufacturing in the Northeast is down. What's all this mean?
Well, national and international events are a real challenge for us, Tony. As you and I have talked before, we're doing everything we can at the Michigan Chamber to work with lawmakers and the governor to reinvent Michigan and move Michigan forward. As I talk with job providers around the state, people are increasingly optimistic about their state and local economies, but very concerned about what's going on at the national level, particularly out-of-control spending and increasing federal debt. I talk with a lot of employers who are worried that if Congress and the president don't get their act together, and this is a bipartisan problem, a lot of Michigan employers are worried that the federal government is going to end up in the same situation that we see Greece and Spain and Italy and other countries in Europe. So that's a real challenge for us. Economic and financial uncertainty is a jobs killer.
What's it going? What do you think it's going to take to get the attention of the Congress, of the Senate, of the president?
Well, I hope it doesn't take Payless Paydays or bank closures or some type of economic crisis. That's why the upcoming August primaries and the November general election are so important. Whether candidates are a Democrat or Republican, we need to elect people to federal office who will stop printing money, to borrow money, to spend money that we don't have.
Richard Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Richard, we appreciate your input. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.